Welcome to another edition of podcast from Gothenburg-400.com. This is Reddy. I am with Soraya Post, the member of European Parliament representing Feminist Initiative. Soraya, thank you very much for talking to Gothenburg-400.com. Ma'am, you have a representation in European Parliament, but you do not have a representation in Swedish Parliament. Do you think in 2018 you'll make it to the Swedish Parliament?
Yes, I do strongly believe that we will do it, because I think people in Sweden are quite frustrated of the development now in Sweden, and they do realize that there is a need for feminists to enter the Swedish Parliament if they would like to see a change.
Soraya, what is that you are trying to promise the voters in Sweden? Because by working for a party called Feminist Initiative, you are excluding the men.
We are absolutely not excluding the men. We want them to join us, because this is not a gender issue. The situation across the world, as well as in Sweden and Europe, has effect on all of us human beings. So I would, with real pleasure from my heart, invite men to join us in our political movement.
Soraya, what is that you want to bring into the society? What are those issues that are dear to you that you want to see happening in the country or in Europe?
I want to that full respect for the human rights are in place. I want safeguard our democracy and rule of law and sustainable climate.
Sustainable environment.
Yes.
But all these issues are promised by other political parties.
Yes, they have been promising for decades, but no changes. And I'm totally convinced, if Feministic Initiative get into the Swedish Parliament, we will get, as a new party, 14 mandate, which means that we can make changes, and we will push for the politics we stand for, which I told you before. That's crucial. We have been fighting for human rights, women's rights, which are human rights, very strongly on a voluntary basis. We are not bought by anybody.
You mean to say other political parties are bought by someone or?
No, not bought, but we have seen so far that when it comes to in practice the politics in the parliament, they have not fulfilled their promises. And we will do it, because it's about our lives. It's crucial now. And as a strong voluntary organization with a lot of engagement, we have proved that we will do it.
Soraya, if your party has to make it to the Swedish Parliament in 2018, your party must get 4% votes. Do you think that you will make it this time to the Parliament?
Of course we will.
How can you say so confidently?
Because I trust in people that they are smart enough, and also maybe frustrated enough, and would like to see a change, and that they really realize there is a need for a new force into the Swedish Parliament, because as it is now, it is kind of unbalanced, or which give the Swedish Democrats more space for their influences. And with a new party and 14 mandate, we can take away that influence hugely.
When you say people are frustrated in Sweden, why do you think they are frustrated, Soraya?
We have a good life in Sweden. It's a healthy country.
Okay.
But there has been a lot of propaganda.
Okay.
With presenting easy solutions, scaring people. So people who don't really know exactly got scared and believe in all this propaganda. And that's why Feministic Initiative is the direct opposite of this propaganda, and we are taking this struggle to diminish them.
What is that propaganda? Is it the propaganda spread by the right-wing party?
Yes, there is. And I also believe that the established political party already didn't take that
seriously.
Didn't take it seriously until now, when they really understand the consequences of this propaganda. So it is a little bit late, but I don't believe it is too late. And that's why I think it's crucial that they really do understand new forces into the parliament make change. And as I said before, that we are a voluntary organization working on voluntary basis. And we have done that since 2006. We are not giving up, which shows that our commitment and engagement is serious. It's for real. We want to, and we are going to make a change.
Thank you very much, Soraya. One last question. Do you think men and women have equal rights and equal opportunities in Sweden?
Absolutely not.
How can you say that?
Because in 2006, the Swedish parliament, with all the political party, agreed on a goal, gender equality goal, with four smaller goals, how to reach. But as they were agree on this, they think that, okay, we are agree, everything is done. But not one single reform how to reach these goals.
Like, so, for example, ma'am.
For example, violence against women.
It has not come down.
It has not come down. For example, representation in different kind of boards has not. So there are all these four goals has not been fulfilled. So we are not weak, and we can still see the pay gap. You know, that's one of the goals. So no, we are not there. We are good if we compare with other countries. Yes, we are. But I still think that in our well-developed country, and if we say that we respect all human beings as equal, we have to promote and find reforms. And we in Feministic Initiative, we have this reform to make this possible.
Thank you very much, Soraya, for talking to Gothenburg-400.com.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you get time, please share your views. Thank you.